Hello, Audio Boo. All one word here. And currently outside Tesco. My wife has gone in to purchase my diet food. I maybe should have weighed myself at the start of this diet. I'm at the end of day 7 now. Well, I've got one more meal. And that will finish off the first week. And it's... I suppose it's a variation on one of these chemical diets that surgeons sometimes give to morbidly obese people so they can lose weight in order for them to be operated on. So I feel a lot better after this week. I feel detoxed, I tell you that much. I feel good. So we're going to... Going to do it... Bloody hell. Going to do it for another week. Oh, God, excuse me. Burpee. So I'm going to do it for another week and then see what's what. But I'm feeling much better. Tomorrow night I think I'll have myself a couple of beers. My good friend who lives and works in Germany came across about two, three weeks ago. And he brought me two crates of my favouritest beer of all time. And it's a beer by the Oettinger Brewery, who are based... they've got a brewery in Mönchengladbach in Nordrhein-Westfalen. And so I've got 20 bottles. Now, I am going to take a crate to the 10 and 10, so, unless I drink it first. But no, I don't think I will. I'm going to take a crate to the 10 and 10, and we'll see what happens with the rest. Although I have promised Ernie Hartley a bottle. You heard it here first. Where are we? Beers, right. Claire Randall did an audio boo and the other day about how she's teetotal. And, you know, I put a comment on this and, you know, well done, good on you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. You finished, have you, son? Good boy. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Well done, Claire. You know, what's the matter? What are you after? The straw. Oh, I'll put it in the bin. My car is a bin, apparently. Right. Is that funny? Oh, he's a cute little boy. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Oh, he did it! Yay! Now he's all shy. What's your name?
Harry.
And how old are you? They can't see your fingers. You know you're not 4. How old are you?
Three,
yay, good boy. So good on you. I kind of started my drinking culture at 18 years old. And I call it a culture because it was. We used to start in our club at 7 or 7:30, whatever time it opened, and I would be because it was cheap beer. It was like £1 a pint. I was absolutely obliterated by 10 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, you know, as in, like, could hardly stand up, and at 10 o'clock, oh, we go to the nearest town, the nearest town, and we do the old tour of pubs in the marketplace, and then after that, we'd go on to a nightclub until kicking out time, and, oh, God, it was in the days when, obviously, I had no financial commitments whatsoever, so I weighed my majority of my wages up the wall. 3 like that. That's 4. Look at Daddy. You're doing this. Daddy's doing this. Can you do this? Look at Dad now. That's it. That's 3. Good boy. So I used to spend... And now, fortunately, our club was, as I say, was at like £1 a pint. So, and they say hammered on lager. And do you know what? After a while, I go through phases of I could only drink lager or I could only drink bitter. Lager or bitter. Never a mix of the two, really, until I got frippin' paralytic and I was having drink forced down my neck. And so, yeah, I mean, I didn't need to spend very much. But so this went on for a great number of years, of course. I'm becoming much more reserved now. I don't really drink that much, but I'm a binge drinker. You know, I don't drink during the week. And then on a Friday night, that'll be me. Not now, but I mean, sometimes. You know, I've come to what? Yes, that's three. Good boy. Counting on his fingers here. So I used to, I kind of savour it. Like, you know, Graham Pearson says he savours it now. But I'll maybe savour 6 to 10 bottles. That's really bad, that, isn't it? But the thing is, you know, I haven't really got the endurance anymore to drink loads. I mean, if I'm out at a works do, I'll get to a limit, you know, and I'll just get tired. As in, I want to go to bed. My wife is, if my wife comes out with me to works functions, he says I'm drinking a bottle of fizzy apple juice here. If my wife comes out with me to works functions, she always prods me and says, you know, okay, now I have a water or a Coke or something. And I'm actually starting to do that more and more. That's that. So I'm a binge drinker insofar as I don't drink during the week, and then I'll have a few drinks on a Friday night. When I was a young'un, I used to drink to get drunk. I say young'un, I mean maybe for 15 years, really. And now it's I'm married with children. You know, I don't want to waste the money anymore. And I hate getting up feeling like crap. And I'm always grouchy, and I can't operate properly. I can't think properly. And I mean, this might only be after like 5, 6, 7 bottles of, you know, ale. So what I said to Sarah last night, because we were talking about the whole drink thing and me losing weight, and I'm saying this as I'm some kind of drunkard. I actually don't drink that much at all. I've quite literally very rarely drink, and Graham Pearson talked about how maybe social networking apps like Untappd kind of you know, influence people's drinking. And Graham, I think you're right, mate. I think you're right. But I don't do it. I don't do it to like gain points or badges. I do it as, you know, I check in with this drink, I check in with that drink. That's, and then that action becomes a bit addictive. I say addictive, but you know. Now I was saying to my wife last night there that there's things I want in life, you know, just things, you know, just man things or things for the family. And instead of spending 10 quid on, you know, because you get these 4 bottles of beer for a fiver sometimes, or 4 for 6 quid, don't you? Instead of spending 10 or 12 pounds on beer now, I'll reach for it and think to myself, what could I do with 12 quid? And in this day and age, it's fuel in the car, isn't it? That's the other thing. That's the other thing that gets me, because we spend about 200 quid on diesel. We usually put about two tanks in. We fill up full on, we brim it on payday. And then we brim it again, you know, about halfway through the month. And that's 200 quid on diesel. And you know, these are the things I think about now when it comes to alcohol or, alcohol or things in life. I lived in Germany for 6 years, worked in Germany. And in Germany you have drinks markets attached or part of a supermarket. Don't confuse it with a drinks section of the supermarket. It's like a whole building attached onto the supermarket. And Germans will generally, if they're going to a drinks market, buy drinks by the crate, and you can buy, it's all different types of beers, all different types of soft drinks, whether it's bottles or cartons. And I used to go and buy a crate of Oettinger Weiss beer at a time, and it was only like freaking €6, and that includes the deposit for the blue plastic crate and the 20-cent fand or deposit on each bottle as well. And it's probably gone up now, but it won't be that much. I mean, we paid Fiona there, who came across. I got those two crate. I mean, admittedly, she gave me a crate as a present. But you know, we got the crate of lager, and my missus, we asked her to get some Amiglikos Greek wine for my mother-in-law. So six litre and a half bottles of that. And also like German foodie type things. And it came to like 20 something euros. She said, just how is 20 quid. And it's bloody cheap, man. It's cheap. It's so cheap. But in Germany, this is what I liked about Germany. In Germany, you know, I think it's probably the same in France, and I suppose it's the same in a lot of European countries. If you go to a pub in Germany, you know, it's all kind of table service generally, and the, you know, the a barmaid or a waitress will come round and ask you what drinks you want, and you tell her, and she'll bring you the drinks, and then mark your beer mat. And when you finish and you're ready to leave, you take your beer mat and you give that to whoever's tending the till, and then they can see what alcohol you've had or what drinks you've had, and then charge you as per the markings on the beer mat. We'd never get away with that in the UK, would we now? It's very adult, very, it's a culture, it's good. But also, you know, I'd be fueling up at the Arrol petrol station, and, you know, every petrol station in Germany has got an alcohol section. And you'll get the blokes, the Germans coming in, and they'll buy a bottle of beer to have with their dinner. And that's just the culture. We've got German family, and when Marcus visited, I always say, "Do you want a drink?" And you know, the British tradition would be to offer them a cup of tea or coffee, and he would ask for a beer, and then he's got to drive 2.5 hours back to get home as well. You know, but he'll have like two and then drive back. But that's the culture. Woe be tidy if you have a smash and you've got alcohol in your system, like. That's the other side of it. So, yeah, I mean, that's it now. It's nice. I enjoy it. I like, I'm at that time in my life when I'm kind of enjoying ales more, you know, and stouts. You know, lager is the proverbial urine, isn't it, really? Should we start the car? We're getting a bit steamed up in here, aren't we, Harry? Oh, it's nice, the couple in the kiddie space there, and they've just got out and they haven't actually got any kids. I hate that. My two have got out. Okay, we were kind of forced into this spot, though, I will admit. So anyway, that's the alcohol, me and drinking. I totally respect anybody who's teetotal. I ain't got a problem with it whatsoever. And I've been there many, many times when I've been the designated driver. And I've had to stand and watch people make freaking idiots out of themselves. So yeah, that's it. Ready to go for a pint now. See ya. Say bye-bye, Harry.
Bye-bye.
See ya.